What's happening?
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame.
You're listening to League Podcast, episode 231. And I'm Matt Durson.
And I'm Clay Inferno. The Duke.
We should call you Sugar Clay Leonard.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're a promoter guy now.
Also,
well, you wore a tag promoter.
Muhammad Ali's name was Clay.
Previous That's right. Clay.
Yeah.
Oh, Cassius Clay.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You're like destined to be a boxing guy.
That's true. Durson, thank you for coming out to the big premier boxing championship event yesterday. That was good. The league actually gave away a couple of tickets to that. So thanks to you if you're listening, which you're not. And you were at the boxing match because we gave away some tickets. And it was nice. A fun time, wasn't it?
It was a fun time. Thank you for having me. That was awesome. I've never been to a boxing thing live. And it was quite exhilarating. It's not like it is on TV, you know? Like, when you're there and you're live and everybody's screaming, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it was cool. You got the crowd. Yeah. The crowd is very, very interesting.
Well, we were sitting in the DeGale section, and they're all British, and he goes by the name of Chunky, so there were a lot of people yelling, "Come on, Chunky!
Oi, Chunky!
Move your feet, Chunky!" Like, it's funny, because it's not just like, "Yay, let's go!" Like, they give him advice. It's kind of like,
"Work the body!"
Yeah, I wonder if they can hear him. Like, "Oh yeah, that's a good idea. I should work the body."
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they can. I mean, they're screaming. Like, the guy next to you, draped in the Union Jack, he was showing his pride.
It reminded me of like something Kieran Gillen would draw into a comic book. Like it did seem like a sort of surreal. It was like, when I just watched the Kingsman Secret Service, and we were just next to those British boxing fans, and you know, boxing is universal. So they were like, "Oi, Chunky, get in there, oi!" And I was like, "Oh, I feel like if I was Kieran Gillen, I'd be making notes right now about how to work this into a scene.
This into a, yeah, I can see that. To the next phonogram."
Because
the other guy,
draped in Union Jack flags.
Yeah.
And then people started chanting USA, and I was embarrassed to be an American. They automatically looped me into their British circle.
Well,
and I was like,
I kind of felt like I was part of that gang. Like, I was British. I was rooting for that guy. Like,
yeah, me too.
Just because I would have felt bad for all those British people.
He won.
And he did win. Yeah. And I'm glad, because I would have felt bad for all those people around us if he had lost. But that was a hell of a, I mean, I don't know, 12 rounds. That's pretty good. It goes all 12 rounds.
Yeah. Because a lot of the times when we do the bouts, they're like, there might be like a three or six round bout, like by decision. Even the main event, like usually when Danny fights, is 12 rounds. It's usually just like six.
Yeah. I mean, if a guy is getting the crap beat out of him, you know, they're going to call it, you know. But it was funny. Like, they're actually very knowledgeable too. They're like, "Oh, he won that round. Chunky won that round." It's like, "Well, were you counting the punches? How do you know?" Oh,
yeah.
Well, hey, I guess that's boxing. I mean, I don't know anything about it. So anybody out there is listening or like, you nitwit. But I admit, I don't know anything about boxing. So, but it was awesome. And thanks again for having me down.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
So everybody, if you do want to check out some of these boxing events that Ken Casey from Dropkick Murphys is putting on, go to murphysboxing.com. We're going to have a fight like every 3 months or so.
Oh, very well.
And it's local. We do Plymouth, Melrose, and that one was at the... I was like, come on into work. Come on down to BU, Dustin.
Yeah. Come down to Boston University, right down the street. I could have stopped in and did a little work, except I didn't want to.
Yeah, fuck that.
It was friggin' Saturday. Yeah.
friggin' Saturday.
Yeah, so anyways...
Way to go, Chunky!
Work the body, Chunky! Move those fights!
That's the podcast.
Well, I was telling you too.
Work the body, Chunky.
They were like, I was kind of surprised. A lot of women rooting for Chunky. A lot of them, and they had Chunkette T-shirts.
Yeah,
they all had T-shirts. It's a Chunkette, and they were like, they were attractive women. There are a lot of attractive women there, cheering on the boxers. I didn't know there were that many, cute boxing fans. Just to put it out there. Maybe if you're a single man and you want to, find a way into a woman's heart, check out a boxing match.
Yeah, boxing. Bringing it back.
Yeah. Bringing it back. That's right. Well, that's what we did yesterday. And we also saw a little Fury Road.
Yeah, we went to the old movies. It's been a while since I've been to the movies with Durst.
No, we just saw Avengers a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, but you know what? You know why I didn't think of that? Because you were so far away.
Well,
we weren't,
sitting next
to each other.
You know, that theater, you got to, buy seats. You buy a seat, so.
Yeah, I like to be right next to the action, the fidgeting and sighing that is Durson.
There wasn't fidgeting and sighing last night.
It was
night.
A different it physical, was, comical reaction that the both of us had, plus... One guy in our row thought the same stuff that we thought was funny. He thought was funny too.
He made the movie 5 times better because his reaction made me realize that this is a silly, silly movie.
Yeah,
he like from the very beginning. He was like, "What is going on?" Like, and he was cackling. It was hilarious. I don't know, but it did make. I can't say I didn't enjoy the movie on some level.
It was actually fun.
Enjoyable movie. I wouldn't say oh, what a great movie, but going to see it was. I can't say it wasn't a good time. It was completely ridiculous. It's one of the most ridiculous movies you'll ever see.
I was trying to think about how do they even write a movie like that.
I was thinking about what is the thought process? I'm pretty sure they just got a bunch of guys and a bunch of cars and a camera, put it out in the desert and said, okay, here you go. Do whatever you do. It's just it's kind of like when you're a kid and you're playing in the yard. You know what I mean? And
that
there's
is
no story
like
to
what it. Was, yeah.
I'm a guy, you know what I mean? It's just so ridiculous. There was no story. And I know it's Stacey's oh, that's just a Mad Max movie. But and their action movies are oh, there's no story. But there really was no story. They drove, and then they turned around and drove back.
And drove back. Spoiler warning.
Yeah, right. There it is. Spoiler warning.
That's a major, literally plot point. The point at which they turned around and pivoted went 180 degrees on that point and turned back.
Yeah.
The one plot point.
Yeah, that was pretty. And then they gave the water to the gross people. That was that was it. That was what the movie was. Smart, yeah. Spoiler warning: the gross people got the water, including that weird little fat guy. I don't know what his deal was. I don't know what the deal was with the other guy with the giant foot. The other, and then the guy with the weird face. What's his name was Joe? His name was Steam Engine Joe or something. He had some really weird name. What the hell is that?
I like that his skin was all messed up and they gave him a see-through battle armor that looked like skin. It was that was really weird.
It was really, but it looked like it was just plastic. So yeah, was that? Yeah. Whatever.
It was a little bit juggalo. Some of that stuff.
That bad guy.
Yeah, that bad guy was a little bit juggalo. Some of the bad guys are a little bit juggalo.
Yeah, I don't even know why they were bad. They were just white with... They were just all plain white, like pasty white with that, shaved heads.
That's what I asked Stacey when we were driving home. I was like, so even in your when you see the like young kids that are all in white at the end of the movie, like, what is, what are they? Like, why are they separate from the dirty, gross people? But she said that, you know, those were being raised as warriors. Those people were raised as warriors from a young child.
Did you know why they spray painted their faces, like, or their mouths?
I think like, I know. I think I could.
What was that about?
The silver spray paint.
Yeah, the silver spray paint thing.
I think that was a nod to, you know, when you would chrome out like a, you know, you put chrome on something on like an old hot rod car, but also when, like that kind of, that's the kind of paint that you would huff to get high, is like paint that has like silver and gold and stuff in there. Like you could get super most high from huffing that kind of paint.
Oh, okay. It's
I know this all from watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. It seemed to have something to do with getting into Valhalla or something
like
that.
Yeah, I think it was just kind of like almost like a brainwashing thing where it's like, I'll chrome you, you're chrome, you're a hot rod now, and you'll go into Valhalla and you'll have like sort of like visions because you're high from huffing this, me spray painting this highly toxic silver paint.
No, they didn't seem to be affected by. And then there was something about like you, if you had a steering wheel, you were like, "That's my steering wheel."
Or, oi, junkie, that's my steering wheel.
I don't know. And then like, what's my his name? Tom Hardy's blood was like good blood, and he was like a universal donor. And that guy was draining his blood for like the first half of the movie. I don't know. Like, just had it like his. Oh man, it was just, and he had the sort of Bane mask thing.
I had issues with him having a Bane mask on for half the movie because it was a really long time before he got that thing off.
It was. I was kind of like annoyed at one, not like annoyed, I was just like, get the stupid thing, and he's like trying to saw it off. I'm just like, really, or whatever he was doing. I was like, just get that thing off. Come on,
when
man.
Like, doing like
it's not serving any purpose anymore.
Yeah,
you know?
When they
like,
were doing the fight with the chain and the leash, and he's tied to the other guy, and like all that stuff, that was cool. Like it served a purpose.
That was cool.
There. But like there's, you know, there's no reason.
It was like 20 minutes later, he still has them. Yeah, and it doesn't do anything. It doesn't even matter. It's not like it. He could still talk. Not that he talked. At all, like yeah, hardly
like,
in the movie. He had like five lines in the movie. It seems like, even when he was, you know, didn't have the mask.
I know he was really just sort of like looking at you.
He's kind of like grunted and shot people. I don't know. It's funny because I, you know, he has a kind of a cool voice. Except he sounded kind of like Bane without the mask.
Yeah. And he can't. I mean, he's not.
You have to go back.
Is he British?
It's like, hope is not.
Are you supposed to be like Australian with the Mad Max accent? Like,
yeah. Hope is your thing or something like that. I forget what his thing was about hope, but it was the dialogue was so bad. Like, I swear a child wrote it. It was ridiculous. But, I mean, whatever. Anytime anybody talked, I was just like, oh, this movie's so dumb. But, you know, and then they would just drive and shoot and fight for a while. And then you were like, all right, that's all right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
They would fight a lot. That's what I was trying to figure out, like, how they would even write those like fight scenes and jumping from here to there and like all the cars.
I know.
It's like
so weird. I guess it's kind of imaginative in a way because like they came up with some cool looking car type, you know, things like you were excited because the war rig, as they call it, which is the thing that Charlize Theron was driving, had like a train on it. So like,
yeah. And it was basically like, an extended, imagine that they weren't cars and it was just like you know, like a Western, like a train fight, like jumping from the horse onto the train and fighting somebody, or, you know, the stagecoach on the other side.
Yeah.
It was basically one big train fight.
Yeah.
Except for that this train turned around and came back from whence it came.
We'll go back. We must go back, Mr. Wayne. Oh, well, whatever. It was.
And it was pretty- the guitar player guy, he was pretty juggalo, too.
That made no sense. And he kept, like, just floating around. And then, like, at the end, like, when the.
He's attached to a bungee cord.
I know. And his thing blew up, and, like, the guitar flew at us in 3D.
and then the Fury Road cymbal on the steering wheel come flying at us, too. I was saying to Stacy, or maybe you were in the car still, too, and I was like, I think 3D is a waste of time. But it really wasn't a waste of time for this one because of that.
Yeah, this movie was fine. It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Except the first, like, 5 minutes, it didn't work or whatever, the first couple minutes.
When we saw the Ant-Man trailer in 3D, I was like, man, I really don't want to see this movie in 3D is all I was thinking the entire time.
I know. There's no need to see it. Some movies, it doesn't matter, like, at all. Yeah, that's where it's kind of a chip, you know what I mean?
And I definitely don't want to see Star Wars in 3D. No way.
No, I don't want to either.
Maybe like the second or third time I see it, I'll see it in 3D. But like, I want to see it flat.
Yeah,
I don't want to be like taking my glasses off and rubbing my eyes like every 10 minutes like I had to do last night.
Yeah, well, I was rubbing my temples because it was...
you were just like, oh my God.
You know what? Here's how... like much this movie didn't really like matter is that the people in front of me were on their phones a lot, and I didn't
even bother me.
Normally I would say, hey, I would like get mad at them and say, like, get rid of that, you know.
I don't like that away. Because but, if you have the 3D glasses on and you look at the screen, even somebody else's screen, like a couple seats away, like it looks like really bright and like fucked up.
Yeah, no, it's annoying. You know, I mean, it just is put it away. It's a movie. But this movie didn't even matter. I didn't even care. I was just like, whatever. I almost did it. I almost leaned over and said, hey, psst, but hey, jackass. Like, I get really mad when that happens. But I didn't do it because this movie didn't really matter.
Maybe
if it
that was guy was a doctor.
Star Wars, yeah, I would be. No, that guy was not a doctor. Because
he was the guy that, like, at 10,
like, well, hey, your 3D glasses.
He was the guy that 10 minutes after everybody was like yelling in the theater, hey, my theater's up, neither do mine, blah, 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 because the 3D glasses didn't work for two of the
two
of the previews.
17 trailers that we saw.
Yeah. And then so some guy's like, I'm going to go out and ask the guy about it. And everybody in agreement was like, okay, cool, you go. And then, like, and then this guy's like, 5 minutes later, he's like, hey, does anybody else's 3D glasses not work? So if that guy's listening, which he's not, like, he's an idiot.
Yeah, if you're listening, you were an idiot last night.
We had already, as a group, had a discussion. I know. Where were you?
As an entire theater. I know.
We voted on this already.
Yeah. Oh, well. Anyways, that was Fury Road. Not bad. I mean,
Charlize,
like, honestly,
Theron was cool. She was like,
Charlize Theron.
She was a you know, there wasn't just like a Mad Max movie. It was a Imperator Furiosa movie too. They had two leading characters, which was awesome.
Yeah, definitely a main character. She had one arm and one metal.
That was cool. Yeah,
it's pretty cool looking, but she was pretty badass. I read an interview with her, which is like, yeah, I don't know if I'd do another one, but
she's like, that was pretty dumb, but
but you know, whatever. Hey, I know, like I said, it was dumb, but it's not like I didn't enjoy it. Like, it was to sit in the theater. If I had to watch it on TV, I might be like, oh, this movie's really like weird, and like I probably wouldn't have enjoyed it that much. Something about being in there, and it's loud, and it's, you know, explosions and everything.
Yeah, it was like, it was really a fun movie.
Yeah, it was.
if our friend Ben is listening, I don't know why he's seen that like 10 times, but you know, he's probably not listening either.
He's probably listening either, but you know, hey, he likes it. Well, there are probably really movies that I see a bunch of times, and people are like, what? Why are you wasting your time? But whatever. That was Fury Road. So there you go. Hey, we gotta do this something before we go on. I hope he doesn't mind saying this, but we have to send our congratulations out to Josh.
Oh yeah,
and Kirsten. They are now the proud parents of a baby girl, Juna, born last night. I don't even know what time. Whatever time. We got a text while we were in the theater.
While we were doing that, they were doing a real thing.
That other guy just, you know, was on his phone. But congratulations,
guys. Woo-hoo.
I don't know if kids – how much do kids take after their parents or whatever? You know, I mean, I don't even know what that – if they really inherit things, but if they do, that kid's going to be all right. It's going to be creative. And Kirsten, I've known for a long time. She's very driven, very, you know, they're both very funny. So
that's a lucky kid.
Yeah, it's a lucky kid. Exactly. So yeah, congratulations to Josh and Kirsten and Juna.
Yeah, we're so happy for you guys. Thanks for sending us a picture of that.
Yeah, very cute. So we should have probably done that right at the beginning of the show. It doesn't matter. Right.
Well, maybe Josh might not listen to this episode because he's probably pretty busy.
He's probably going to be pretty busy for a while. But anybody else?
He's going to be busy for 18 years.
See you in 18 years, Josh. just kidding. Anyways, so congratulations. All right, what else we got going on? Anything else? I feel like we haven't – you were on the – I guess it's only been a couple weeks. 3 weeks? I feel like you and I haven't been on a podcast in a while.
Yeah, it's been a couple.
Last time we talked about Secret Wars. So you're still off – I mean,
I can't be – just like Convergence – which I bought a Larry Hama's Wonder Woman Convergence number 2, which
was that the one with Joker as
vampire
like a
Joker. Vampire
thing? Yeah, okay.
Pretty cool.
I almost picked that up.
But I can't stay away completely because you know, there's Ultimate End came out. So that's tied into Secret Wars and
I just get that actually. And that one is actually
Universe.
Ultimate End, Battle World, Ultimate End. Well, it's Bendis and Bagley, who I always like that team.
Bendis, Romita, Bendis, Quesada.
That one actually kind of explained a little bit what was going on.
Yeah,
which was good.
I was
like,
happy
I had
about.
No idea with that. Like John and I talked about it last week too. Like, what the hell is happening? Like, we didn't. So that one kind of explained a little bit. So like the Ultimate Marvel people and the 616 people are kind of like talking and they're kind of suspicious of each other, you know, and it's kind of like, well,
I didn't understand which Tony Stark was which. I still I'm not really sure who it was.
Which one, like, you know, well, I think the 616 one was the one accusing the other guy of being drunk and just tapping into the Ultimate one.
But
you know,
yeah,
just
you
kind
know,
of
Ultimate Tony Stark is like, well, I didn't really mean to do anything. I don't, you know, it wasn't really my fault.
Yeah. It's interesting because they are kind of the same guy. I mean,
yeah.
So, you know, at least they were, but at least to me, they were explaining like what was going on.
This seemed to make the most sense as far, this is all I know about any of the Secret Wars. And
oh, yeah. Me too. And I bought the first issue and I thought, like, well, this is. I didn't buy the second one, by the way. I don't you yeah. So
no Miles in this one, but you know,
Peter Parker's there.
Although Miles is the Spider-Man on the cover, so what can you do?
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I don't really care. It's fine.
Yeah,
he's probably hanging out with Gangi, his weird friend.
Gangi.
Yeah.
Well, this one, Peter Parker was upset that everybody knew who he was, apparently, because they said in Ultimate Universe, Peter Parker died and everyone found out who he was. He's like, what?
So now all you guys know who I am.
He was... But anyway,
I don't mind Bendis writing Spider-Man, you know, in this Ultimate End thing. Spider-Man was kind of like the whatever you call it, like the chorus in this. It was like he was the one that was like almost like the audience member.
Right. I mean, like, what the hell is going on?
Please explain it to me.
Right. Yeah, so what happened was, like, Ultimate Tony Stark found this like, doorway, basically, into the 616 universe and, you know, whatever, used it. And I don't know, but bad stuff happened, and the whole multiverse collapsed, and now we're just left with Battle World, which is what we have to read now.
I have a question. They did keep mentioning Doctor Doom, but Doctor Doom does not appear in this issue.
No.
And then they're like, oh, Doom's going to be mad or something. Or Doom warned us about this, and then all the Thors showed up at the end.
Oh, right, yeah. So all the Thors, I forgot about that.
What does all the Thors and Doctor Doom have to do with this at all?
I think Doctor Doom is like the head, like in charge of everything, like... I don't know how. I kind of didn't get that. That was in Secret Wars number one, but I didn't really get how it worked out. But, like, Doctor Doom is, like, the man in this thing somehow. He's, like, in charge of everything. And I think he sent the Thors down to take care of these Avengers and Ultimates and everything who are being, who are challenging him or whatever. So.
Okay.
I think that's what I got out of it.
I'm going to go with that.
Yeah. All right, let's go with that. If I'm wrong, someone please write to me.
I'll only be reading this Secret Wars in, maybe 5 years from now when it's way behind me. And they're like, yeah, I'll read that.
Right.
Never got around to reading that. Or there'd be some Secret Wars 2015 bundle. Yeah, they're like, okay, I'll get that.
You can read all the Secret Wars for 99 cents each.
To be honest, I think that's how I read Civil War.
Oh, really?
That was sort of right before we started podcasting, or like a year or something before that. I was like back into comics, so I didn't read it till like pretty recently.
Yeah. Well, the problem with Civil War is that like it was what 7 issues, like, and it took forever. Like it. Never came out. It was not monthly at all. It was like it took them forever to do it, and by the time they finished it, I was just done. I didn't feel like I didn't care anymore.
Yeah,
because it started out okay.
They don't do that anymore with these things.
Well, now they come out every week.
They'll put in a fill-in artist or whatever.
Yeah, but this took Civil War. It was 7 issues, but it took over a year. You know, like, so it was just ridiculous. And plus, they really hammered it home as far as, like why Iron Man thought they should register and why Captain America didn't. Every other, like, page had this whole long diatribe about, like, we can't let superheroes just run around. And Captain America would go, no, it's freedom, our freedom, our right to be free. And it was just like, all right, I get it.
Yeah, and they're going to probably do that in the movie, too. Like, see what happened when blah, 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 Avengers Age of Ultron happened because of all these superheroes stuff happening all the time now.
I know. But it'll be better in a movie because it'll be more condensed. Like,
yeah.
The comic was like every issue and every tie-in issue and then all the other little series and everything.
Well, that was actually a huge advantage of me not reading it until later, because I only really read the actual Civil War, and I read it all in one sitting. And I was like, that was pretty good. Really? Thanks, Mark Miller.
I read it a few years later because I had all the issues, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll read it again. I'm like, oh, this isn't that bad now.
I have like, some tie-in stuff, too. Like, I have, like, there was like a Black Panther trade that I picked up. I have like some random trades that were of the whatever you call it, like the expanded universe of Civil War. But
they actually had a cool thing because Spider-Man started out, you know, and like on Tony Stark's side, and Tony Stark gave him like a like an Iron Man armor that was like his Spider-Man.
Oh yeah, I like that.
And whatever. And he and Captain America had like a fight, and that was kind of cool. Like he and Cap fighting it out because Spider-Man's like, I don't want to fight Captain America. He's like, you know, I love Captain America.
He's old. He's an old guy. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
<I don't, laughs> but like, if that was a cool issue of our lives. But other than that, it was kind of just a big nothing. And then it didn't even matter because they killed Captain America and then brought him back. Anyways, so part of speaking of expanded universes or whatever you want to do, so all these Secret Wars things are starting to happen now.
Yeah,
and I decided for I don't know just to try it out. I bought A-Force number one.
A-Force.
Do you know A-Force is the all female like thing in the Secret Wars storyline now. It's like they're like
not
Avengers.
She-Hulk.
She-Hulk. Well, She-Hulk is the leader.
Right.
And like they have like Captain Marvel and like Dazzler of all people.
Oh,
and some
cool.
Like yeah, like 70s Dazzler too, which is awesome.
Nice.
And then like some kind of Miss America or something like that. She's like a lady Captain America.
Oh, is it like from the 40s? Like Ms. Liberty?
No, I mean, I think she's like, she's from
Nomad.
Some other thing that they did recently. Anyway, whatever. And Spider-Woman is, but so they're just female superheroes. But there's like every female superhero ever. It's kind of, and even like female Loki, which they had, remember a few years ago.
Which is just, not to go all ping pong on Thor, but female Loki is just Loki.
Right. No, I'm sorry. You're right.
Because, which is different from female Thor, because female Thor is somebody else.
Yeah, because there's really a Thor.
But Loki can switch genders, is what I'm trying to say. Right. Like Loki.
There's Odin's, and yeah. Female Thor is just a different person, which we know who it is now, but yeah. Whatever. Anyway, so like there's all these girls, and I have to say, and I'm not saying this because I'm anti female superheroes or whatever. It wasn't a very good book. It was actually really weird, and I didn't understand any of it, and I was just like, whatever, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm not – I love Captain America. Not Captain America. I love Captain Marvel. I love Thor. I love Black Widow. I love that book.
Were you reading that She-Hulk book? That was awesome.
I was not, actually. I heard it was great, though.
It was great.
If they had like a Gamora series, I would read that. You know, like I'm totally down with all this female lead stuff. But this book was just bad. Like it was just didn't get it. Man or women.
But you could also man or women. You also, you know, have complained in the past, and I think righteously so. Like too many Avengers teams. You know, Secret Avengers, Ridiculous Avengers, you know, Uncanny Avengers. This
and
that Avengers.
True. And now there's A-Force. I mean, I assume this is only around for a little while, and then they'll just can it, but...
It's a big hit, and then it'll be just like Ms. Marvel. They're like, everybody needs to read this A-Force.
Well, it might be a big hit, you're right. Who knows?
They
can have my copy of number one out there on eBay right now.
They should spin off a team book out of Guardians of the Galaxy and call it A-Holes.
Ah, there you go. I like that. There you go.
Patent pending.
You should pitch that.
They could already do that. They have the patent.
They don't need
to. They have the website. They've got it all secured. The lawyers, Disney lawyers are good like that. We're going to trademark A-Holes. No one can put A-Holes on anything else after we put it in this movie.
It would be a good comic, though. I would read it.
Yeah.
Well, I'd buy issue one, and if it was any good, I'd keep reading it. But if it stunk,
if it wasn't any good, you just throw it in the recycling bin.
No, I'd sell it on eBay.
Yeah, you'd flip it. You're a flipper.
After I sold the code.
Oh, you're separately. A flipper. That's right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know it's kind of lame, but no, I mean, why should I have a comic book sitting around? I paid $3.99 for it. I want to.
That's true.
You know.
I wish I could get more into that mindset, because then I'd think like, oh, that could go toward the $20 I'm going to spend on next week's comics or whatever.
Well, yeah, you know, here's the thing. Now I've been
just
selling
kinda,
a lot.
Have it feeding itself all the time. That's good business practice, but not one that I have the discipline to keep up with.
Yeah, it takes a little discipline. But well, here's the thing. Like, as an example, like, you know, I sell some stuff on eBay, and then I just keep the PayPal money in there usually. You know, so I just have all this money building up in PayPal. So then, like, when it comes time, like, for example, last night when I went to buy my movie ticket online, you can pay with PayPal. So I just, like, shrink. It was, like, money that I never had.
Yeah.
Going, so it's, you know, whatever. So there I went, towards a movie that I probably wouldn't have wanted to pay for anyway.
I know, and add on top of it that it was, like, an expensive ticket, too, to see, like, the 3D version.
$15 or something, wasn't it? Oh man, Christ!
Yeah, that hurt a little bit. I hate complaining about money, but man, paying that much money to go see a movie, I do feel like an old man. Like, but they really get you.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the thing. That's why I like to go to that Chestnut Hill Theater. If you're gonna pay that much money,
then get the free popcorn and like
yeah. And get the nice reclining seat and the
person sit far away from your friend.
I didn't mean that. I couldn't. I mean, could have bought four, I would have. I could have afforded it.
No, I'm just kidding. That's why. Why I forgot that we went to Age of Ultron together, even though we talked, because I wasn't sitting right next to you. Which is ever since going to see Kick-Ass is one of my true delights in life, sitting next to Durst in a movie. Yeah.
I think seeing Prometheus, I really enjoyed when we saw Prometheus.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I liked that movie at all.
And didn't we see Tron Legacy together, too?
Yeah. Oh, man, that was another one. Oh, that movie. So dumb.
And we were kind of like doing the same thing. Like, is that the dude on a CGI body of the dude from the past?
It was.
Like, what was going on?
He was like, it's like, you're messing with my zen, man. Like, he said that. That was a line in the movie.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, jeez. What a silly movie that
That's
was.
That's just like your opinion, man.
Hey, man. whatever. I mean, I think that's all. Pretty much all Jeff Bridges can do now is just be the dude.
He wasn't really the dude in Iron Man, though.
No, he was good in Iron Man. In True Grit, he was pretty good. Yeah. But Iron Man, he wasn't the dude. You're right. But he was the dude, like, in Tron. Man. It was weird.
Yeah,
it didn't really fit in that movie. Anyway, so what else? What else came out? Did we read anything else this week? You said you read some stuff.
I read some stuff.
Did you read anything good?
The stuff that's worth maybe, you know, talking like a second about, like, oh, I read this, and then throwing it right in the recycling bin.
The recycling bin?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I read, Snake Eyes, Storm Shadow ended, I think. I don't know. Not Snake Eyes, Storm Shadow. Snake Eyes, Agent of Cobra, wherein he fights to the death, Storm Shadow. One of them is the victor, and the other one dies off screen, so he's probably not dead.
This guy's die?
And then in a twist that I wasn't expecting is that Snake Eyes really is working for Cobra. Like, he was working for Tomax. That's the one that's still alive, right? And now he's...
I think so.
And now he's working for... Then he switched sides as like a double spy, and now he's working for Destro at the end of the issue. And if this is the end of the series, then he's working for Destro now, and he's still a bad guy. So
okay.
Just kind of thought he was in there and was going to flip it and go back to being a G.I. Joe, but no. So, I don't know. This whole thing was wildly disappointing.
Yeah, I think it was.
G.I. Joe comics, I'm just hanging on by a thread by reading American Hero. That's it. That's all I got.
Oh, well, but that's like a whole different thing. That's like a different...
Yeah, but I still want it to be.
It's like a different... No, I know, but I mean, you can read that apart from the others and yeah. You still enjoy it, and it's...
And I do enjoy it.
Very well.
No, I read Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, I read Star Wars. Still good. So now, like, Boba Fett has caught up with Luke Skywalker now.
Yeah.
Spoiler warning, sorry. But
So
Luke goes to Obi-Wan's house to find, like, if there's anything there. And there is something there for him that Obi-Wan left for him. Yeah. Before he can really
FedExed him a package. He FedExed something to him.
Yeah, so anyways, it's there. It's just for Luke. But before he can even figure out what it is entirely, Boba Fett shows up. Because Boba Fett's been going all around Tatooine trying to figure out, like...
He's in the cantina. He's blasting people. Yeah. And interrogating them. And the guy's like, Mr. Yeah. Fett, sir. Mr. Fett. He calls him Mr. Fett.
I know. That's a little weird.
It is weird.
The man!
We got Tusken Raiders and R2.
Yeah. And Han and Leia go on like a mission to try to find a new rebel base. And they get into some, hijinks. And they have their little squabble. Just kind of like, as they do.
Their tete-a-tete.
Yes, their tete-a-tete. Which they always do, which is always fun. And
Han did the thing that he does when he's in the Stormtrooper after. He's like, no, everything's fine here. Yeah. We're just doing nothing to be worried about. Everything's fine here.
We're good.
Nothing to be worried about. That must be fun to throw
in. How are you?
Throw in that stuff in these comics.
Little gags. Yeah.
Well, that's why it's great. I mean, that Jason
Aaron is awesome. It's a great series. I feel like we talk about it every time
there's
a new issue.
It's awesome.
I know, it's really good. I was saying it's one of the. It's the only, not the only thing I look forward to, but it's something that Marvel isn't completely.
Yeah, it has
fucking
nothing to
up.
Do with Marvel, so it's like so great like that,
right?
You know.
Yeah.
Did you see this? This ship that kind of looks like the Millennium Falcon. It's a disc ship, and there's sort of like a somebody. I think maybe hunting down Han Solo.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting. He almost blurts out Lando, like...
He's like,
my buddy, land! And, like, then Leia interrupts him, or something like that.
She's like, you mean a system?
Lando's not a system, he's a comic. That's what I said. That better be their slogan or whatever when they...
They better have a variant cover, like a Scotty Young variant cover with that on it. That would be the best. I hope so.
Lando's not he's a comic. But that's awesome. I just can't wait for that. These Star Wars books are just so good.
I think I missed Darth Vader number 5. I think that was last year. I didn't get it. Last year. Last week. Last year.
A long time ago. You should go get it, because that one's good, too. Throw it on the old iPad. Yeah, he's sort of continuing the, his quest. He's got a droid army now.
Nice.
So, it's pretty awesome.
I like his evil C-3PO.
And he's got his two droids.
Nice. Oh, so he has more droids than the two bad guys?
I know.
Nice.
It's funny because evil C-3PO is like... Yeah, he's got like a whole droid army like in the prequels. Like, those stupid Roger, dumb droids.
Oh, yeah.
Still, he's got an army. And But I love how, like, evil C-3PO, what's his name again? I don't even remember his name. I forget his name. But he talks a lot, like regular C-3PO, but he always just says bad things. He's always just like, yeah, then I had to kill the guy. You know, like, it's always... It's great.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to read that this afternoon, for sure. I'm going to get that.
Yeah, no, it's good stuff. I forget. Anything else? Was there a Daredevil, maybe? Or
yeah, did you read Daredevil? I read, like, half of it because it's, like, two stories, I think. But I read the first one.
Oh.
Mark Guggenheim story.
No, I actually haven't.
It's a new Daredevil.
Wait, Mark.
It was like, this was like a point one issue of Daredevil.
Oh, I see.
There was a Star Trek.
I read like, oh, I don't get Star Trek. Curious. I read the Fade Out, which I know, I don't know, if, I don't think you read, but I talk about it sometimes.
Oh, I read, I started reading it, actually. I read the first issue the other day. And I was like, it's very well.
I mean, it's good stuff. It's, you know, you should be able to, they're only on like five or something, so you should be able to catch up pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's bi-monthly, I think, or however, whenever Brubaker really feels like putting it out, I think.
But yeah, they gave out a bunch of comics on Free Comic Book Day on Comixology, and that was one of them. And I was like, "Oh, Durson said this was good," and yeah, I'm into it. I'm gonna get into it. I'll get caught up, and then we can talk about it when the next issue comes out.
All right, I'll wait.
Or talk about it now.
No, I don't care.
I wasn't saying don't talk about it now, but I'm gonna get caught up.
It's just more of the same type of like intrigue of like, you know. It's a lot of Blacklist stuff. Like if anyone's familiar with the whole Hollywood Blacklist thing back in the day in the 50s, where like they thought they were all communists or whatever, you know. So apparently there was a
prominent like gay character in this story too that ties into it, or that confuses something else.
I mean, I don't remember. Maybe in the early issues there was a.
Oh, okay.
You know, it has to do with this starlet that's been like murdered, and they're kind of trying to figure out like who, because like they it's well
Black
the main
Panther.
Guy thinks suicide. I mean, no, everyone thinks it's suicide. He thinks it's murder, but it's been made to look like suicide. So, but there was this thing. This issue, the big thing is there was this thing in like the there was like because like if you were like a screenwriter who was blacklisted, like. You don't have a job, you know, like you have no way to make money. So like some of these guys, the richer Hollywood guys started this like fund where they would give these guys money just to help out, like because they were all of a sudden out of a job. And some of them were communists and some of them weren't, obviously. So like, but it was like this, you know, the rich, they had this kind of thing going where they could give you some money if you needed some money because you were suddenly out of a job. But this one guy who was a screenwriter who got blacklisted, he's at a bar talking to another guy, and he's like, hey, you know, there's this thing now. They're starting to write comics. And he's like, what do you mean, like Sunday comics? He's like, no, like comic books. So it's kind of funny. I think Brubaker just kind of threw that in there as a funny little joke. Or maybe it's based on fact. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that.
So that's interesting. Yeah. So kind of funny. But very well. Maybe the guy is gay. I don't know. It doesn't. I don't remember.
I think maybe I'm confusing it with something else. I heard another podcast or something. A different book.
Whatever.
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Whatever, indeed.
Doesn't matter to them whether it's A-Force or they're gay or. Doesn't matter. It's fine. We either like it's good or it's bad. This is good.
Fade Out is a good book. So check that out. If you like Brubaker's stuff. Which I do. I'm trying to think. I must have read something else.
I got a really good book that I think even that you would enjoy, even if you don't know have much context to it. It's Douglas Adams' Dirk Gently Holistic Detective Agency comic book.
Really?
So, are you a fan of The Hitchhiker's Guide?
I am a fan of The Hitchhiker's Guide, yes.
Douglas Very Adams much. Wrote a book, two books, I do believe. One was Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. The other one was The Long Dark Tea Time of the Soul, which was a Dirk Gently adventure.
I remember that title. I never read that book. But
and so this guy is, he's a detective, and he believes that all things are connected. So he goes about his day just, like, doing whatever, and then by doing that, he, like, solves crimes. He's like, he's going through his bags at the airport, and he's like, I can't find mine. This one will do. And then he gets into a cab, and he's like, just take me to, you know, wherever. Okay, here's fine. And he just gets out, and then he, like, goes on his day. And that's, like, kind of how, like, the story reveals itself, which is pretty interesting. So that he's relocated from London and to San Francisco, and then is going to go out there to try to solve crimes. Or he will just exist, and his life will happen, and he will solve
right.
crimes.
The crimes will be solved along the way. That's interesting. I may have to pick that up.
And it's a very good. It's a detective story. So it's more like a Sherlock than it is anything
right.
else. You know, it's very cool. And there's mummies and spirits and you know, stuff going on too. So it's like a kind of supernatural detective story. And I did read those two books, and I was like, when I saw Dirk Gently was coming out with a comic, I was like, I have to get it. And I bought bought it, and I liked it rather a lot.
Oh, I'll have to check it out. I never read those, but I did like Douglas Adams. I did like Hitchhiker's Guide. I read all those books.
And if you if you like modern take on Sherlock, and you like, you know, sort of like Douglas Adams, funny, weird stuff, then I would suggest getting it. I like it a lot.
It's pretty lazy to take an old character and set him in modern times, though. I mean, come on, silly. I mean, come on, I can't come up with something original.
Yeah,
will you?
That's like come on. Unpleasant Street. That's like taking your bike up Unpleasant Street.
Unpleasant Street. That's right. It's all bumpy, graffitied.
Speaking of lame stories that are just old characters brought into the modern 20th century. 21st century, Fox. How's things going with your comic book, Robin Hood Comic.com?
RobinHoodComic.com. It's going all right. It's issue 2 is still not listed on Comixology, which I'm a little annoyed at. I mean, every time I email them, they're just like, well, I didn't email them about issue 2 yet, but when I email them about stuff like this, they're just like, oh, we're just a little backed up. So, I don't know. Issue 1 is still making a few sales.
Nice.
And
I heard they sent you a big check.
They sent me a direct deposit, not a check, an online thing, but
there you go.
It wasn't big, but it was bigger than I expected. It was, you know, yeah, still only issue 1, but
you can get 2 on the Kindle if you need to read the digital copy.
That's right. Yeah, if you want to read the digital copy, you can get it on Amazon.
I wonder when they're going to merge those two things, like not have comics be Amazon Kindle and not have Comixology be separate. I don't think that it makes any sense that they have two separate platforms for digital comics.
I know. It's kind of weird.
But, I mean, I guess I could see it like if, you know, you had like a children's book and that you're more likely to buy that and put it on your Kindle than you would to be launching your Comixology app to like show your kid like, you know, like young Star Wars mm-hmm. adventures or something. I don't know. I'm thinking out loud as I'm saying it.
For something like this, you know what I mean, though? Like, I kind of think...
Yeah, it should be on one or the other.
The same. Yeah.
It's going to cost
I agree.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
isn't great for reading comics, although I have a few comics on there. I have Ronin. Because I couldn't find a digital copy of it. Now they have it on Comixology. But Ronin was on Kindle before it was on Comixology. So it wasn't great, but that's one of my favorite comics.
Oh, very well.
It wasn't great, that especially for that one, because it has these double page spreads that are like part of the story. And you can't even really zoom in when they're like that if it's in the Kindle version, but you can on Comixology, so yeah. What can you do? Hopefully they'll merge those two things together.
Yeah, I mean, Amazon does own Comixology, so yeah, they should do that pretty soon.
We'll see.
Come on. Get on.
But do you still have hard copies left of number two?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If someone really is dying to read number two, you can go to robinhoodcomic.com and buy one. Cool. And I can send you a digital if you like. Although I need to work on the CBZ thing. If anybody wants a CBZ file, I don't know. It's going to take a while.
Maybe somebody out there can help us make a CBZ.
No, I mean, I know how to do it. It's just, I don't know, it's kind of a pain. Like, you have to create it as a certain other kind of file and whatever.
Export it.
Yeah.
It's not easy. It sounds easy, but it's not.
Just takes time, actually. Yeah.
Who's got time?
I mean, I probably could do it. I don't know why I'm complaining, but so they're releasing this. I just saw this thing about the. Baron Zemo is going to be in Captain America: Civil War.
Oh yeah, and they revealed who Martin Freeman is going to be. He's not going to be Wong.
Everett Ross. Who is Everett Ross? Who is Everett Ross?
I think he's just like a regular SHIELD agent guy. He's like the ambassador to Wakanda, so he's kind of like a bridge between Wakanda and SHIELD, or he's like an ambassador, like trade routes guy. I don't know, Imperial trade routes guy for Wakanda.
There seems to be there's got to be a few more heroes in here, right? No, maybe not. I don't know. I guess this is it. Unless Spider-Man decides to make an appearance.
Ooh.
What? Ermigerd. Anyways, that's a couple more years away, so not going to worry about it. We got Ant-Man to worry about.
Yeah.
Next month, or a little over a month. It's in July, I think.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah. It should be good. Are you in that class? I forgot. We've never really talked about this on the show.
I am in the class, but I didn't realize that it started already, so I kind of dropped the ball.
We're only in week two, but they want you. First, you had to sort of create your own superhero. This is the Mike Uslan Stan Lee class. So I'll tell you exactly what happened. There's a lot of videos and stuff that he made, and he went to the Smithsonian, and like a lot of our heroes, like, are sort of based in. Or his take is that, you know, modern mythology, superheroes are modern mythology.
Mm-hmm.
So the assignment was to kind of take a list, take a god or somebody that you like, and like make a superhero kind of based on that god or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, and then come up with powers, and then come up with an origin, and come up, or you could create a villain too if you want. Like, you didn't have to be a hero, by the way. So, like, come up with powers and an origin, and like weakness, like, you know, what's his kryptonite or whatever. And then, like, week two, though, you had to, like, design him, and like, if you could draw, you can draw him, but there's also these sort of like websites where you can kind of like make a superhero by just putting in different like things like that you want, and it'll create it. It's like Hero Generator or something like that.
But, it's kind of like when you make your own guy, like on a video game or something.
Yeah, it's kind of like make yourself into a cartoon or whatever. Yeah, so.
So how did yours go?
I actually, so I was, but there's like a, you know, there's a Facebook group, and this one guy in the Facebook group said, like, hey, if anybody wants, I could use some practice drawing if anybody wants me to help them with their character. So I said, yeah, you can draw my character. So this guy in the class is drawing mine for me.
That's awesome. Have you seen it
yet? Yeah, he sent me a sketch. I have to get back to him. He just sent it to me on Facebook today.
Nice.
He's based on the Celtic death god, or he's like a demon.
Ooh,
like, yeah. So I went dark. Yeah, I did. He's bad.
Nice.
So it's pretty cool. I think he's kind of cool. It's kind of like a Spawn kind of thing almost going.
Yeah, nice.
Like, take your soul and stuff. Fiery and everything.
I'm gonna dip my toe into that class today. Actually, I have a little.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little more time consuming than I thought. To be perfectly honest, but it's kind of interesting. Some of it is like history of comics. Like, okay,
I love that stuff.
It is fun, but like I know that Captain America fought Nazis. You know, like we don't need to go over that again. But whatever. I mean, for some people, it might
that old chestnut.
Yeah. But it's fun. I mean, whatever. It's not. It's fun. So
cool.
Just watch some of the videos. And, yeah, it's really, you can put as much or as little into it as you want. It's just, it's all up to you. But it was fun designing a character and an origin story and stuff. It's because, you know, my guy. It's Ireland, so like all the bombings and trouble that they had and everything like that.
Oh,
yeah,
the
so
troubles.
I said he came out of all the troubles. That's right.
Nice.
So there we go.
Very well. Very well.
So that's our EDX course, The Rise of Superheroes.
Cool, man.
Very well. All right. So what else we got? We got anything else going on?
What?
Should we wrap?
Can wrap it up.
All right, let's wrap.
Feel good about that? Yeah.
All right. Feel good? Yeah. Don't forget to check us out on leaguepodcast.com if you listen to us on there. We put up little links and stuff to some of the books we talked about. And, you know, if you click on those links and buy something at that website, we get a little kickback. So help us out.
Keep and it also does help to subscribe and rate and review in iTunes if you're so inclined.
Oh, yeah. No, you should.
I put a little link up there to make that easier for people now. So that'll be in all of the podcast pages.
Good for you. Yeah, we got like a newsletter. We got all kinds of stuff with events and things that are going on. So
picks of the week.
Yeah, picks of the week. Check us out over there.
Leaguepodcast.com.
Yeah, the easiest way to listen to us, really. And yeah, very well. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your Memorial Day. If you're listening to this, on Memorial Day.
Cook Monday. Out. Don't cook in. Don't set up
that's
a grill
right.
Inside your kitchen. Go outside.
Yeah, that's probably a hazard.
Yeah,
go cook out and enjoy it, whatever you end up doing. But thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, Clay. Yeah,
thanks to you, Darius.
Thanks again for the boxing tomorrow. And tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
You're in the Dirk Gently time.
I am in Turkey.
You're welcome yesterday for tomorrow.
Wow. Yeah. Weird. All right. Well, thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Junkie, that's my steering wheel.